家早上好。
Let's get started.
让我们开始主日学。
Let's pray.
让我们先来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this morning.
主啊，我们为着今天早上来感谢你。
I thank you for the truth that we heard in the message.
我们感谢你，让我们在信息中听到这样的真理。
Now, as we look at your word again in this class, help us to hear from you.
主啊，让我们在这节课当中，我们继续来看你的话语的时候，让我们能够听到你的声音。
And to learn lessons that will help us to apply your word in our daily life.
帮助我们能将你的话语践行在我们每一天的生活当中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me begin with a bit of review.
让我们开始之前先来复习一下。
For 30 years, I have taughtcollege classes where I have the students day after day after day.
在过去30年的时间我一直在大学教书，所以我通常每一天都教同样的学生。
And so I expect them to remember from Monday until Wednesday what the topic is.
所以我期待他们到星期三的时候还能记着星期一讲的主题是什么。
Now if I'm entirely honest, sometimes they disappoint me.
如果我对大家很诚实的话，他们有时候是让我失望的。
And they don't remember the topic from Monday until Wednesday.
他们有时候星期三就记不得星期一讲过什么了。
But at least in theory, I expect them to.
但是理论上来说，我还是希望他们可以记住的。
This year I am learning I have to adjust a bit.
所以今年我就学到说我需要做一些调整。
Because in our Sunday school class, it is from 1 week to the next.
因为我们这个主日学是每一周才一次。
But then the special challenge is the fact that we are doing this series where every other month, the third Sunday, is about Proverbs.
但是更难的是我们讲箴言的这个系列是每个月的第三个星期，所以每个月才有一节课。
And if my college students for 30 years could not remember always from Monday to Wednesday the topic, I know you're not going to remember 2 months the topic.
既然我教学30年的经验告诉我说学生不一定星期三还记得星期一讲过什么，所以我也不指望大家每一次都能记着我2个月之前讲的是什么。
So as I prepare each time, I think I better go back and review a bit.
所以我每次在备课的时候我都想说开始的时候要做一些复习才好。
But in these lessons, we have been looking at what Proverbs teaches us about how to live a wise life.
所以我们箴言这一个系列一直就在看箴言书告诉我们要如何过一个有智慧的人生。
Back in January, I told you that one of the purposes of the book of Proverbs is to say, if you are a righteous person, this is how it will look in your daily life.
所以在一月份的时候我们讲到说箴言书的一个目的就是让我们看到如果你是一个义人，那在生活中你该行出什么样的样子。
Because many Christians block off their life into boxes.
因为很多基督徒他们把他们自己的生命放成一个一个的小盒子。
Sunday is the religious box.
然后星期天这个小盒子就是归这个宗教这个里面的。
And they do religious things on Sunday, at least Sunday morning.
在星期天或至少是星期天的上午他们就做这些宗教的事情。
Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, from 9 to 5, whatever.Is the work box.
然后从周一到周五，从早上八点到晚上四点，或者早上九点到晚上五点，就是我工作的时间。
There is a family box. Sometimes it's rather small. I'm sorry to say.
有的时候还会有一个小盒子是给家人的时间，但是很不好意思是说有很多时候这个盒子都很小。
There is an entertainment box.
或者还有一个娱乐的小盒子。
A politics box.
政治的小盒子。
A money box.
一个关于金钱的小盒子。
And all of our activities are kind of separated into these boxes.
然后我们的所有活动好像就是被分隔开来放在每一个小盒子里面。
And for many Christians, that's how they see life.
而对于很多基督徒来说他们眼中的世界生命生活就是这样的。
I was talking to someone, listening to someone talk about an election.
然后我之前听有人在讲到这个选举。
And they were talking, 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 talking. And I just asked one simple question.
然后他们就一直在说啊说说啊说，然后我就问了一个很简单的问题。
They are a very committed Christian.
他们都是很 忠心的这个基督徒。
And so after they had explained what they thought for a good while, I said, I have a question.
然后他们就在给我解释说他们认为什么样子的候选人是好的。
And I said, I'm not going to argue with you at all. It doesn't matter to me.
然后我就跟他说 我不要跟你去争吵，因为这个对我来说没什么意义。
But out of curiosity, what does the Bible say about the topic that you've been talking about?
然后我就问他说，那圣经对于你在谈论的这个话题是有怎么样的教导呢？
And this very committed Christian,
但是这个很忠心的这位基督徒，
who serves very well in his church and is a leader in his church,
他在教会里很忠心的服侍，他也是他们教会的领袖，
looked at me and said,
然后他看着我就说，
I can't let religion start to influence my politics.
他说我不可能让这个宗教影响我的政治选择。
Well, back in January, looking at Proverbs, what I said to you is, the book of Proverbs teaches us that our faith should influence every aspect of our life.
所以我们看到在一月的时候，我讲到说箴言书告诉我们，我们的信仰应该影响到我们生活的每一个层面。
And so over the last few months, we've looked at what it means to be wise, what it means to be foolish.
所以在过去的几个月，我们看到说智慧意味着什么，愚笨又是什么意思？
What are the results of that being wise or foolish?
而成为智慧人，成为愚拙人的结果又是怎样？
And then in the last three of these sessions, I have tried to break it down into particular topics.
然后在过去的这三讲当中，我就想把它看每一个具体的小的话题。
Last time I looked.With you at parenting in Proverbs.
上一次我讲到的是在箴言书中看待如何做父母。
What does Proverbs say a wise parent will do?
就说箴言书中讲到一个有智慧的父母应该是什么样子的。
Today I want to look at what Proverbs says about the tongue.
今天我想让大家来看箴言书讲到说要如何的控制舌头。
How will a wise person talk?
一个智慧的人应该如何的言谈。
And then 2 months from now, we will have one more of these.
然后在两个月之后，我们还会有一讲关于箴言书的课。
I am still uncertain.
我还不确定。
I want to look either at what Proverbs says about our temper and anger.
我现在在两个话题中犹豫，一个是说箴言书如何教导我们针对自己的脾气。
Or what Proverbs says about money.
或者说箴言书中教导我们如何应对金钱。
In fact, just to help me out.How many of you would prefer a session on money?
有多少人想要听关于金钱的这个课呢？
How many would prefer a session on anger and temper?
有多少人想要听这个脾气或者脾性的课呢？
Okay, it's almost the same, but the ones who said temper look angrier, so maybe that should count more.
或许我会讲这个控制自己的脾气。
Okay, well, thank you. That will help me because I have been trying to decide, and that.
谢谢大家帮助我来做这个决定。
Okay. All right, today the tongue.
Okay, 我们今天。
There are three ways that Proverbs is organized.
我们今天来讲这个舌头，箴言书是用三种不同的形式来架构起来的。
Most of Proverbs is made up of short, independent sayings. Short proverbs.
有些箴言书它是用很短很短的一节节的经言箴言。
A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother.
就是像一个智慧的儿子是怎样的，一个愚笨的儿子是怎样，是很简短的。
And then after that, the next verse will go to a completely different topic.
然后下一个经节又讲向一个完全不一样的一个话题。
Much of Proverbs is done that way.
很多箴言的经节就是像这样子的。
We looked at Proverbs on parenting last time, and that's.The way that we looked at it. Individual proverbs scattered all the way through the book.
我们上一讲在讲到做父母的这个话题的时候看到箴言书就是这样子的。我们看到的箴言都是散落在不同的章节当中。
The second way that proverbs is organized
箴言书它构架的第二种方式
is there are some sections that are a long discourse. They're not short little proverbs.
它就是有一些是比较长的篇章，而不是短短的只有一句。
The first 9 chapters are made up mostly like that.
箴言书的前九章的架构大概就是这个样子。
So all of chapter 7, for instance, is a discourse against adultery.
就比如说箴言第七章 整一篇都是讲要远离淫妇。
Not individual verses, but a whole long speech.
它不是只有一节或两节经文，而是它整个一章都是讲这个主题。
Now, up until about 4 years ago, I would have said to you there are 2 ways that Proverbs is organized.
或许几年前我说这句话，我会说箴言只有两种架构方式。
Those short sayings.
是一种是这种短的
or the long discourses
或者是长的篇章
about 3, 4, or 5 years ago I was reading and started to realize it seems to me there's another a third way that Proverbs gets organized
然后三五年前我在读箴言的时候我就意识到还有第三种箴言架构的方式
and that is he will take a whole group of short sayings that are related in some way to a topic and put them all together
就是说他会把一些短的箴言他们可能是用某种方式可以在同一个话题下面有所连接的然后把它放在一起
It's not one long discourse
它不是一个很长的完整的篇章
They're short sayings
而是每一个都是短短的但他们却紧紧相连
And so today that's what we're going to look at in Proverbs chapter 10
所以这就是我们今天要看的箴言第十章
Because it seems to me that Proverbs 10 looks at 3 topics, money, laziness, and speech.
因为对我来说，箴言第十章主要看了三个话题，就是金钱、懒惰和言语。
And the whole chapter is on these related topics.
然后这整个第十章都是讲这三个相关的主题。
And so today I'm going to focus on the tongue, on speech.
所以今天我们主要来看口舌或者是言语。
Proverbs teaches us how to live a wise life in this world.
箴言书教导我们在这个世界上如何过一个有智慧的生活。
How a wise person will interact with daily life.
他讲一个有智慧的人是在每天的生活中如何与人与事相处。
And one of the important aspects of that is the tongue.
其中最重要的一个方面就是我们的言谈。
Because if we don't control the tongue, we're going to have trouble living in good relationship with the world around us.
因为如果我们不能很好地控制自己的言语的话，我们就没有办法与周围的这个世界有一个很好的关系。
There is a legend about a king who sent his servant to find the most valuable thing in his kingdom.
曾经有一个传说说一个国王打发他的仆人去找这国度中最有价值的东西。
And after searching through the kingdom, the servant came back and said, I have found what is the most valuable thing in your kingdom.
然后在找了一圈之后，这个仆人回来对国王说，我已经找到了你这个国度里面最有价值的东西。
It is the tongue.
那就是舌头。
Because a tongue can inspire the people to be loyal to you.
因为这个舌头可以鼓励你的臣民对你都很忠诚。
The tongue can motivate them and guide them in how they should live with one another.
这个舌头也可以鼓励他们，帮助他们能够更好的与人和谐相处。
The tongue can do more than anything else to build up your kingdom. It is the most valuable thing in the kingdom.
这个舌头可以做各样的事情来建立你的国家，所以它是你这个国家当中最有价值的东西。
And the king said, "Thank you."
这个国王说谢谢。
Now I have another assignment.
我现在再给你布置一个任务。
I want to destroy anything that is dangerous to my kingdom.
我希望能够消灭任何对我的国家有危害的东西。
So please go out and find what is the most dangerous thing in my kingdom so that I can destroy it.
所以你现在要去找到我这个全国最危险的东西，以这样我就可以把这个东西消灭掉。
Many of you have already figured out what this servant came back with.
或许你们都已经猜到了这个仆人带回来的是什么呢
The most dangerous thing in your kingdom is the tongue.
这个最危险的东西在这个全国还是舌头。
It can incite a rebellion.
它可以激起这种叛逆背叛。
It can stir up your enemies.
它可以激起愤怒激怒仇敌。
It can cause the people to become disloyal.
它可以让人们不再忠诚。
James shows us the tongue can be a blessingOr it can be a curse.
雅各书告诉我们说，舌头可以是一个祝福，也可以是一个诅咒。
We heard this morning our brother said, the Chinese proverb, disaster comes out of the mouth.
今天早上我们讲到的时候，这个杨长老说到这个中国的箴言，说祸从口出。
Proverbs 10 shows us both aspects of the tongue.
箴言书给我们讲到了这个口舌的两个方面。
I'm starting in verse 6.
我们从第六节开始看。
And first he focuses on the effects of our speech on ourself.
他首先讲到了我们的言语对我们自己的影响。
Verse 6, blessings are on the head of the righteous.
第六节说福祉临到义人的头。
But violence covers the mouth of the wicked.
强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
Now, throughout this, I've underlined the word but in most of the verses.
然后在大多数的这个经节中我都强调了这个有转折关系的这个 R.
I think I told you the first month that we looked at Proverbs that he uses that word when he is contrasting two paths, two ways for life.
我在一月份讲到箴言书的时候，我说作者通常用这个 R, 这个转折关系来向我们展示两条不同的路，两个不同的方向。
So in Proverbs, anytime you see that word, you know I have a choice. There are two options, two ways to live, two roads to travel.
所以每当你看到这样子的对立的关系的时候，你知道你要做一个选择，你有两个对立的方向要进行选择。
And so he says, here are the two paths.
所以这里他告诉我们有两条路。
The path of the righteous, and it will bring blessings on your head.
是说那个义人的路，他会使福祉临到他的头。
Or the path of the wicked.
或是选择恶人的路。
And violence will cover the mouth of the wicked.
强暴会蒙蔽恶人的口。
Now the first half of this.
让我们来看第一条。
Blessings are on the head of the righteous.
福祉临到义人的头。
I told you a few months ago, but I don't expect you to remember.
我几个月前给大家讲过，也许你们都不记得了。
But if you do, I'll be very impressed.
但如果你记得，我会非常的开心。
So nod your head like you remember when I say this.
所以你就假装点点头，好像你记得。
My brother's ahead of the game here. In Proverbs.Righteousness is not primarily about our relationship with God.
在箴言书中，这个义人，这个公义，不是主要指着我们和神的这个关系。
It includes that.
它包含了这层关系。
But its primary focus is righteousness in relationship to other people.
而它的重点主要是这种你与别人之间的关系当中所显示出来的公义。
In other words, Proverbs is saying, if you are righteous, if you are right in your relationship with God, this is how it will look in your relationship with other people.
换言之，在箴言书中，他讲到的是，如果你在神的面前是公义的，如果你和神有一个对的关系的话，那你在人之中，你在人前所当行出来的路就是这样子的。
This is how I should say, this is how it should look in relation to other people.
就是说我应当这样说，或者我应当与别人这样行。
The righteous person who is right with God should live rightly in their relationship with other people.
就是一个与神有很好关系的人，一个义人应该和别人的关系都是很好，应该与人相处的时候也有很好的关系。
Now, if you remember, I said to you, however, it is possible to be right in your relationship with God and be foolish mentally, and it hurts your relationship with other people.
但是我也说过，你可以与神有一个很好的关系，但是与此同时，你在与人相处的时候却是一个愚笨人，而这样会伤到你和别人之间的关系。
But in Proverbs, this wise person or this righteous person is the person who serves his community. He lives in a way that blesses those around him.
而箴言书中提到的这个义人或者这个对的人，他是。服侍他的这个社区这个族群，他是给他的社区和族群带来祝福的。
A righteous person is more concerned then about helping those around him than he is about serving his own needs.
一个义人他更关注的是如何帮助或者服侍他周围的人，而不是怎样照顾自己的需要。
Several years ago I was in Israel for a week.
几年前我曾经去到以色列。
And I went to the Holocaust Museum.
然后我去到了当地的一个博物馆。
And I saw something of what Proverbs means about the righteous person.
然后在那里我就看到了箴言书中所谓的义人是什么样子。
Because outside the museum is a long pathway that is called the Avenue of the Righteous Gentiles.
因为就在这个博物馆的外面有一条很长的路，它就被叫做说公义的外邦人之路。
There are trees and monuments to honor different Gentiles who risked their life to save the Jews during the Holocaust.
就是说在这条路上的两边有很多的这个建筑碑、纪念碑，都是为了纪念当时这些保护就是牺牲自己的性命冒着危险去保护犹太人的这些外邦人。
And what is it called? The avenue of the what kind of Gentiles? Righteous Gentiles.
那这条路被叫做什么呢？就叫做公义的外邦人之路。
Now here's what I want you to see. That word righteous at that museum has nothing to do with this is a group of people who gave their heart and life to Jesus Christ.
我想让大家看到这里是说的这个公义的外邦人，他们并不是说他们把他们的身心全部交给主耶稣。
It is. This is a group of people who risk their lives to save the life of someone else.
而是说这群人他们冒着自己的生命危险去帮助去救另外一群人。
That is righteousness in Proverbs.
这就是箴言书中说到的公义。
Wickedness then is I serve myself at the expense of the community.
而这个恶人他就是说牺牲这个社区或者族群的利益来满足自己的需要。
An example from business.
让我们举一个商业上面的例子。
A hurricane is coming.
比如说有一个飓风要来了。
And you manage a grocery store.
你是一个这个小商店的经理。
As long as you don't go beyond the limits of the laws on price gouging,
只要你的这个价格不会超过这个法律的规定，
you can raise your prices quite a lot because people are desperate.
你可以在这个规定的范围内任意的提价，因为那个时候情况危急，大家都要来买。
And you can advantage yourself at the expense of everyone around you.
你可以自通过这样子让别人付出代价，然后自己获利。
Or,
或者说
，you can give up some short-term profits.
你可以放弃一些短期的利润。
For the sake of serving those around you.
来服侍你周围的人。
Now, do you understand then in that case why he says blessings are poured on the head of the righteous?
所以在这种情况下，你就看到为什么箴言说。福祉临到一人的头。
Who is blessing them?
谁在祝福他们呢？
In this particular case, I don't think it's God.
在这个具体的环境当中，我觉得不只是神。
It's the community around.
而是他周围的这个社区。
Because they have blessed the community.
因为他们祝福了这个社区。
And the community now blesses them, honors them.
然后呢，这个社区，这个族群，他们就来祝福，来尊崇这帮人。
The community loves to see them succeed because they are a blessing to the community around.
所以这个社区人也愿意看到他们成功，因为他们对这个社区来说是一个祝福。
But, he says,
但是他也说
violence covers or overwhelms the mouth of the wicked.
说强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
A paraphrase of this verse says it like this. The community gives them what they deserve.
或者换一种说法，就说这个社区给他们的就是他们值得配得的那么一点。
Verse 7 is on the same theme.
然后第七节说到的是同样的事情。
The memory of the righteous is a blessing.
说义人的纪念被称赞。
Their memory.
他们的纪念。
Long after they are gone.
在他们去世很久之后。
They are still remembered and honored and even used in blessing.
他们还是被记住，还是被祝福。
In the ancient world, you were alive as long as you were remembered.
在古代，只要你还被纪念，那你就还活着。
As long as people still said, I remember this person and what they did, you were still alive.
只要人们还在说我记得他之前做过什么事情，那这个人就还活着。
The righteous, their memory is a blessing.
义人的纪念是被称赞的。
In the Hebrew tradition,
在希伯来人的这个传统当中
there is a blessing that says, "May you be as fruitful as Abraham."
他们有一句祝福说，愿你如亚伯拉罕一样多结果子。
In other words, 4,000 years after his death, He is still used as a blessing. His memory is a blessing.
也就是说，在亚伯拉罕离世四千多年之后，他仍旧被纪念，他的名字仍被用作祝福当中。
I happened, the week I was in Israel was Purim, the celebration of the book of Esther.
然后我在以色列的那一周，其实他们在庆祝着以斯帖记中的这个节日。
And I watched a parade of kids going through the street.
然后我就看到一群孩子，他们在这个游行当中从街上走过。
With these gallows to hang someone.
手里举着那个大牌子。
And the curse on their enemies is, may you hang as high as Haman.
然后上面写着说，愿你愿那个仇敌像哈曼一样被高高举起。
The memory of the wicked rots is a curse.
然后这个恶人的对恶人的那种纪念就像一个诅咒。
Next month I'm going to Papua New Guinea.
我下个月要去新几内亚。下个月我要去新几内亚。
Yeah, I don't know either. Not even sure in English. And so I was conversing with people over there to make the arrangements for my teaching.
所以我就现在在做安排，布置我接下来要讲课的这个行程。
And a little boy is named Basham.
然后有一个小男孩，他的名字叫巴山。
That's a strange first name.
让我听起来是一个很奇怪的一个名字。
And then someone else tells me their little boy is named Basham.
然后他就跟我说，那个小男孩他名字叫巴山。
And so I said, why did you name your son Basham?
然后我就问他，为什么你要给你的儿子起这个名字呢？
Several years ago, a preacher that some of you know, John Basham, came and visited in New Guinea.
他就说，几年前你们知道的一个传道人，他叫巴山，他来到我们这个新几内亚。
And the people loved him.
然后人们都很爱他。
And his name became a blessing.
然后他的名字就变成一种祝福。
And when they had a son, they named him Basham.
然后每当他们生了儿子的时候，他们就以这个传道人的名字为儿子命名。
The memory of the righteous is a blessing.
所以义人的纪念是被称赞的。
But the name of the wicked will rot.
但恶人的名字必朽烂。
The community blesses the righteous because the righteous serves and blesses the community.
这个社区他祝福义人，是因为义人他服侍祝福这个社区。
Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, we are to be salt and light.
主耶稣在登山宝训中说，我们要成为世界的盐和光。
Which means,
意思就是说，
we are to gather in this room.
我们聚集在这个房间当中，
and we are to be salty and a blessing to one another.
我们要成为别人的盐，我们要成为别人的祝福。
And we are to look at each other's lights. You have a very nice light. I really admire that.
然后我们要看到别人身上的光，就说这位弟兄，你有一个很亮的光，我很钦佩你。
Right?
是吗？
No.
但不是这样。
No, not at all.
一点都不是这个意思。
Salt and light in this room isn't the point.
在这个屋子里的盐和光并不是这里说的主题。
Jesus' point is we are to go out there and salt our community.
主耶稣的意思是说我们要走出去，去到那里成为我们社区的盐。
We meet here to regain our saltiness.
我们聚集在这里是让我们能够就让我们这个盐能更有味儿。
To learn what it means to be salt and light.
让我们来学习做盐做光是什么意思。
And then we take that light out where it's dark. It's light in here.
我们就把这个光带到那个还是在黑暗中的地方，我们这里已经够亮了。
But we take that light out there.
所以我们要把这个光带出去。
And it blesses our community.
然后成为我们社区的祝福。
And this community becomes a better place because of us.
然后这个社区也因着我们成为一个更好的地方。
However, the wicked is a curse to the community. They make it a worse place.
然而这个恶人使社区变为一个更糟糕的地方，它成为一个咒诅。
And their name rots.
然后他们的名必朽烂。
A few years ago, my dad asked me to take him to a funeral. My father asked me to take him, drive him to a funeral.
几年前，我的父亲要我带他去参加一个葬礼。
A man who my dad had been friends with for several years had died and is up in South Carolina, and he needed me to take him there. So I drove him to South Carolina to go to a funeral.
我爸爸认识了一个好朋友去世了，然后这个葬礼是在南卡，所以要我开车带他去那里。
All I knew about this man was one, he was a businessman, and two, he was a Christian.
我对这个弟兄的了解只有两点：第一，他是个商人；第二，他是个基督徒。
The funeral was forever long. Was long.
那个葬礼那个追思礼拜特别长。
It was in a huge church and it was packed.
然后那个大大的教会都坐满了人。
And they opened it for people to give recognition to this man, Pete Cannon.
然后如果你愿意，你也可以上来讲你对这个弟兄的一些这个怀念或缅怀。
One of the first people who came up was a politician in the city.
然后最先上来的呢，就是这个城市里的一个政治家。
And this politician said, a few years ago, my life was really messed up.
然后这政治家就说，几年前我的生活是一团糟。
And everyone just had walked away from me. No one wanted to be associated with me.
然后我所有人好像都离我远去了，没有人想跟我有一点联系。
And Pete, who I had never had anything to do with,
然后就是这位弟兄，我之前跟他一点交往都没有。
Came to my office.
然后他就来到我的办公室。
And said,
然后对我说
I'm a Christian.
他说我是一个基督徒。
Would you mind if I prayed with you?
你是否介意我为你祷告呢？
One of the next people who got up was a homeless man.
然后第二个上来说的是一个无家可归的人。
Now this politician has been up there in his real nice suit.
然后这个政治家之前站在那里穿着一个很好的西装。
And now this homeless man comes up.
然后第二个上来的是一个无家可归的人。
Are they going to let him speak?
然后我说他们会让这个无家可归的人也讲话吗？
He gets up in this beautiful place.
然后他就站在这个很漂亮的地方。
And he said,
然后他说
For those of us who live on the street,
对于我们这些就是住在街上的人，
Pete was a blessing.
这位弟兄他是一个祝福。
Because he is the one who organized to build a homeless shelter.
因为他为我们这些人建了一个避难所。
And it is a blessing to my friends and me.
这对我和我的朋友来说都是一个祝福。
I think he probably said me and my friends. Wealthy business stood up. Businessmen stood up.
然后一个很有钱的商人站了起来。
And said, Pete would come to us and say, you know, our city needs to be improved in this way. You need to use some of your money to help.
然后他就说这个弟兄以前对我们说我们的城市要发展需要用大家每一个人来花一点钱。
One of the men got up and said, you know, if you remember 10 years ago, the inner city of this area was really run down and ugly.
然后有另外一个人站起来说你们还记得吗大概十年前我们这个内城都破破烂烂的十分不堪。
And he said, Pete showed up at my office and said, we need to change this. This is shameful.
然后这个弟兄就来到我的办公室说我们要改变这个状况这个太让人感到羞耻了。
And he said, well, what can I do about it?
然后这个人说我能做什么呢
He said, you can write me a check for $10,000.
然后这个弟兄就说你可以给我写一个大额支票。
He said, well, if you get 20 other people, I will.
然后这个人就说如果你能找再来20个人捐款的话我就也给钱。
He started working.
然后他就开始找不同的人。
And they showed a picture of a beautiful park.
然后他们在那个葬礼上展示了一个非常好看的公园的照片。
Now here's what I want you to understand.
我希望大家可以明白。
Some of the people at that funeral knew Pete as a righteous person because he went to church.
在葬礼上有些人知道这位弟兄是个义人因为他们去教会。
Others knew him primarily because of the good he did in his community.
别的很多人认识他是因为他为这个社区所做的贡献。
And they had learned that the reason he did good for his community was that he was a Christian who loved God.
然后他们也意识到这个弟兄之所以为这个社区做这么多的好事是因为他是一个爱主的基督徒。
And so his memory was blessed.
所以他的纪念是被称赞的。
He used what God gave him, and in his case, his tongue, to serve others.
所以他就用神所给他的恩赐，在这里就是他的言谈，去帮助，去服侍别人。
Verse 8 continues the same idea.
然后第八节中说到的是同样的事情。
Two paths.
两条路。
The wise of heart receives commandments.
心中智慧的必受命令。
How's that relate to the tongue?
那另外一方面呢？
The wise not only speaks, but listens.
就是说这个智慧的人他不仅会说还会听。
The wise receives, they listen, they accept, they even welcome instruction.
他们会听，他们接受，他们甚至欢迎这种命令或者指示。
Let me give you a test or repeat a test that I gave earlier this year.
让我来给大家再来一个小测验。
When we were looking at the wise and the fool, I said to you, here is the test of a wise person.
在我们看这个智慧人和愚拙人的时候，我有说到，这是一个分辨智慧愚拙的一个小测验。
Let me just see, does anyone remember that test?
还有人记得那个小测验吗？
That's okay, I didn't. Okay, that's okay.
没关系，
It's been a few months.
时间久，大家应该也
不记得。Here is the test.
这个小测验就是
How do I accept correction?
我是如何接受或者应对指令或者别人的这个纠正呢？
The verse we looked at, I think, back in March.
我们在三月份看到的那个经节。
The wise man loves correction.
就说到这个智慧人，他们是喜悦别人来纠正他们的。
But the fool hates the one who corrects him.
但是这些愚拙人，他们恨恶所有来纠正他们的人。
So here becomes a test of wisdom.
然后这就变成了一个测试智慧的一个小测
试。When I'm corrected, how do I respond?
当我被纠正的时候，我是如何做出回应呢？
Now, I'll repeat what I think I probably said to you then.
我可能已经对大家说过。
Nobody just jumps up and down and says, oh good, I just got chewed out.
没有人会听到别人的这个纠正以后高兴的在那儿跳蹦蹦跳跳。
That's not what Proverbs means.
箴言书也不是这个意思。
But the fool goes away.
但是这个愚拙人。
And gnaws on it, chews on it.
他们离开了以后还会一直在念念不忘这个指正。
How could that person correct me?
这个人怎么能这样来纠正我？
They don't have any right to do that.
他们没有权利这么做。
And they increasingly hate the person who corrects them.
然后他们慢慢慢慢的越来越恨恶那个纠正他们的人。
The wise goes away.
然后那个智慧人呢？
And they're hurt.
他们心里也受伤。
Again, no, it doesn't mean you just cheer and say, oh, this was so wonderful.
不是说你被纠正以后还要很欢欣地说，哎，这太棒了。
But the wise person goes away.
那个智慧人。
Because the wise receives commandments.
他能够接受，能够接受这样子的指令。
And they think, you know, that wasn't fun.
他或许会说，哎，这个不好玩。
And I'm not even sure it was entirely fair.
我也不是很确定是不是完全的公平。
But,
但是
what can I learn from it?
我从中能学到什么呢？
And out of the experience, the wise person finds something that they really like. That really helps them. I'm thinking about the next thing I'm going to say.
但是这个智慧人从中能够找到一些对他们真正有益处、帮助他们的事情。
And they like to become wise.
然后他们，那就是他们喜悦变得更有智慧。
And they come to realize,
他们就意识到
this instruction will help me.
说这样的指导会帮助我。
And so Proverbs says they love instruction.
所以箴言就说到他们喜悦，或者说他们接受命令。
Seeing our sister here who is a piano teacher reminded me of this.
我们这里有一个这个钢琴老师的这个姐妹，她提醒我说
the best piano teacher I ever had.
说我遇到过最好的钢琴老师。
I often walked away just absolutely furious with him.
就是我好像离开他的时候就很怕他。
I would work and work and work to get ready and I would go and play for him and he would just tear it all apart.
就是我已经准备得很好，很努力练习，然后去见他，但是他就会一一地指出来这些问题。
And I would leave and I would think, I'm never going back.
然后我每次离开那个教室，我都想着我再也不要回来了。
He's rude, and he was.
然后第一就是他很没有礼貌，他很粗鲁。
I'm not going to pay him money to be rude to me.
我不要付这个人钱，让他对我这么粗鲁。
And I would come back.
但是我还是回来。
And I would be thinking about what he said.
然后我来想他说了什么。
And I would realize, you know, yeah, this I really do need to change this.
然后我就意识到，是的，我确实在这里需要改变一些。
And a few months later, I would say to Sue.I'm going to go back to Paris for some lessons.
然后几个月之后，我就会说，哎，我还是要去回去再上几节课。
And she would say, "Why? Last time you said you're never going back."
然后她就问我说，为什么呢？你之前说你再也不要回去了。
Yeah, I know, but I really need to find out how to do this.
我说我呀是说过这样话，但是我真的要知道这个到底要怎么做。
And she'd say, "You know, you're going to be really discouraged when you come back." Yeah, I know.
然后她说，你可能回去还是会觉得很灰心、很沮丧。我说我知道。
But the wise wants to learn.
但是这个智慧人他想要学习。
The contrast, the babbling fool will come to ruin.
然后相反的，口里愚妄的必致倾倒。
That word babbling is a wonderful word.
然后这里这个口里愚妄。
The person who just rattles all the time, babble, 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 babble.
指的就是一直说说说说说个不停。
In fact, the Hebrew word is a lippy.Fool, a fool of lips.
这个希伯来语对这个有一个说法，就像这个多言的傻瓜，或者说多说的傻瓜。
When I read that verse, I kind of see this character of this person who's got these, you know, just they're all lips. Talk.
我在准备的时候，就好像想象中有这么一个人，他全身就只剩下嘴，然后就一直说说说说说。
What is the effect of speech on ourselves?
那这个。有功效的这个言语是什么样的呢？
If I'm wise, my speech is balanced with listening, and I grow.
是说要在这个中间寻找一个平衡，我要去听，也要去说，然后我会变得更有智慧。
If I'm foolish,
如果我是一个愚拙人的话，
all I do is babble. I'm a lippy fool.
我做的唯一一件事就是说说说。
And it says, I will come to ruin.
然后箴言中说到，这样的人必致倾倒。
My folly leads me further and further away from wisdom.
然后这样就会让我离这个智慧越来越远。
One of the things that this chapter reminds me, and I have to remind myself of this many times.
这一章箴言提醒我的有一点，也是我自己不断提醒自己的，就是
I do not become wiser by what I say.
我不会因为自己说了什么而变得更有智慧。
My talking doesn't make me wiser.
我所说的话不会让我自己变得更有智慧。
I become wiser by listening to wise people.
我变得智慧的方法是要听智慧人怎么说。
And you know, for I started to say for most of us, that's judgmental. For some of us.
不想要论断，但是对我们大多数人或者至少某些人来说，
we are much better at talking than listening.
我们好像都更擅长于说话而不擅长倾听。
We are much better at babbling than receiving commandment.
我们更擅长于喋喋不休而不是接受指令。
Have you ever talked to someone that you can tell they really don't hear a word you're saying?
你有没有曾经跟谁说话然后你就觉得他一句话都没有听进去我怎么说？
Because while you're talking, what they're doing is planning what they're going to say next.
因为当你在说的时候他脑子里都在想他接下来要说什么。
They're not actually listening.
他们根本没有在听你在说什么。
I was reading the biography of one of our presidents.
我之前在读我们这个一个总统的传记。
Who hated the receiving lines where you have to shake hands.
然后他就很不喜欢这个招待的时候你需要每一个人跟他们握手。
And he said he knew that no one ever listened.
他说其实没有人在听。
So on a particular day at the White House, he was shaking hands.
所以有一天在那个白宫前面，他在跟人握手。
You couldn't do this now; it would be on CNN.
现在你不能这么做了，因为会被这个广播电台播出去。
But this was back before news broadcast.
但这些都是发生在有这个无线电
广播之前。And as each person came by, he said, "I killed my grandmother this morning."
然后第一个人过来，他就跟人说：“我今天早上把我的祖母给杀了。
”And they would say, "Oh, that's very nice."
然后那个人说：“哦，这太好了。”
No one's listening. No one's listening.
没有人在听，大家就这样走过场。
And the biographer said, all of a sudden, one person was listening.
然后这个写传记的人就说，突然有一个人听到了。
And they stopped.
然后他停下来。
The president of the United States just said to me. I killed my grandmother this morning.
说这个美国的总统对我说，我今天早上杀了我的祖母。
And they said, I'm sure she deserved it, Mr. President.
然后这个人就回复说，我相信呢，他是罪有应得吧，总统先生。
But many of us are much better at talking than listening.
但是很多人都是更擅长于交谈而不擅长倾听。
And the effect on ourselves is we don't grow in wisdom.
而这对我们自己的影响就是我们没有办法在智慧上有所长进。
If I want to become wise,
因为我如果想要变得更有智慧，
I have to become better at listening.
我必须要变得擅长倾听。
And slower at talking.
变得说话可以慢一些。
But let's look at the effect of speech on others.
让我们接下来来看言语对他人的影响。
Verse 11, he says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
十一节中说到，义人的口是生命的泉源。
The mouth of the wise person, the righteous person, pours out life.
说这个义人的口中可以涌出这个生命的泉源。
But the mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
而强暴遮蔽恶人的口。
Their words may sound good.
他们的话或许听起来很好听。
But in fact, they have wicked intent and motivation behind them.
但是他们这个言语的背后却是有恶的这样子的动机。
As I thought about this verse, I thought about two examples that help us to understand this.
当我在思想这一个经节的时候，我想到有两个例子可以更好的帮助我们理解。
The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
义人的口是生命的泉源。
In the New Testament is a person by the name of Barnabas.
在新约圣经中有一个人叫巴拿巴。
I told you a few months ago that one good way to study Proverbs and to understand them is to try to think of people in the Bible that portray, that illustrate the principle.
我之前给大家讲过，理解箴言书的一个很好的方法就是联系圣经中的人物，看他们是如何彰显了箴言中所说的这样的品质。
Barnabas shows me what it means to be a fountain of life.
巴拿巴向我们展示了如何成为生命的泉源。
We see him in Acts chapter 4, selling a field and giving his money to the apostles to distribute the money among the poor.
在使徒行传第四章，我们看到巴拿巴卖了土地。
What is he doing? He is being a blessing to the community, to those around him.
他做的是什么呢？他就是成为这个社区的祝福，成为周围人的祝福。
Acts chapter 9, we see him using his tongue to bless others.
在使徒行传第九章，我们看到他用他的言语来祝福别人。
A man by the name of Saul has been converted. We know him as Paul.
一个叫做扫罗的人，他的生命被改变。我们现在知道他。改名叫保罗。
And the job that he had when he was converted was a job arresting and persecuting Christians.
当他被主改变的时候，扫罗曾是一个到处逼迫迫害基督徒的人。
And now it's time for him to come up to Jerusalem and meet the Christians.
然后现在保罗要去耶路撒冷见那里的基督徒。
How do you think they're going to respond to him?
你们觉得那里的基督徒会如何回复他呢？
They're not going to cheer when he walks in.
当保罗进来的时候，他们当然不会欢呼。
For all they know, he has a wallet full of arrest warrants in his back pocket.
因为他们知道这个保罗，他肯定带着很多这个要迫害基督徒这个历史。
It is Barnabas who risked his own reputation.
但是巴拿巴他不惜付代价要伤到自己的这个名声。
To put his arm around Saul.
然后这样搂着保罗说
And say, I know what you think about him.
说我知道你们是怎么想他的
But this is my brother in Christ.
但是他是我在主里的弟兄
He risked himself to bless Paul.
他冒着自己这个名声受损的危险来祝福保罗
Chapter 11, it is Barnabas who goes to a city named Antioch.
在使徒行传第十一章也是巴拿巴去到那个安提阿城
They need a pastor.
他们那里需要一位牧师
And it is Barnabas who brings Paul and says, this man can help you.
然后也是巴拿巴他带着保罗去了安提阿说这个人可以帮助你们
And then it's Barnabas who begins to go with Saul, later Paul, on his missionary journey.
也是巴拿巴和保罗 就之前叫扫罗一起在踏上宣教的旅程。
As I was reading this story, preparing,
当我在准备的时候，我读这个巴拿巴的故事。
I'm reading in Acts,
我读到在使徒行传中。
And it says, Barnabas and Saul went on this journey.
一开始他说是巴拿巴和扫罗开始了他们的宣教之旅。
Which one of them is senior?
看上去谁更地位高呢？
Barnabas.
是巴拿巴。
Barnabas and Saul.
因为是巴拿巴和扫罗。
But soon, and for the rest of the book, it becomes Paul and Barnabas went.
但是很快到这个书之后，都写到的是保罗和巴拿巴。
What happens?
发生了什么呢？
Probably Paul is the better speaker.
或许保罗更擅长于演讲。
He's the one that is going to be the leader in evangelizing the Gentiles.
保罗会成为为外邦人传福音的这个领袖。
And Barnabas is willing to take second place.
然后巴拿巴也愿意去于第二位。
He doesn't say, hey, wait, Luke, you wrote this wrong.
他没有说路加你等一下你写错了。
I'm the one who brought Paul.
是我带着保罗。
If it weren't for me, they wouldn't have even let him in the church.
如果不是我，他们教会里的人都不会接受保罗的。
Don't you write Paul and Barnabas?
你怎么敢写保罗和巴拿巴呢？
Put Barnabas and Paul.
要写巴拿巴和保罗。
Parentheses. The persecutor who would have been no one without me.
然后加个标注，这个人如果不是因为我的话，他只是一个迫害基督徒的人。
Right?
是这样吗？
Wouldn't that be a temptation?
那会是一个这样子的试探吗？
But Barnabas shows us what it means to be a fountain of life.
但是巴拿巴向我们展示了怎样可以成为真正的这个生命的泉源。
The next time we see him, he is defending another weak person, John Mark.
我们再一次在圣经中看到他的时候，是他在这个保护或者是辩护，为这个叫做马可的约翰做辩护。
I'm going to skip that story for now. But every time we see him, he is using his speech to help someone else.
我们先跳过马可约翰的故事，但是我们看到每一次当巴拿巴讲话的时候，他都是用他的言语来祝福别人。
Now let me give you an example of the last part of the verse.
让我再给你一个这个经节第二部分一个例子。
The mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
就是强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
When I read that, I think of a man named Absalom.
然后当我读到这个经节的时候，我想到了那个亚沙龙。
The son of David who starts a rebellion against his father.
他是大卫的儿子，但是他后来开始背叛他的父亲。
And 2 Samuel 15 shows us, gives us two examples of how he does this.
然后在撒母耳记下给我们讲了两个很好的例子。
And in both cases, he uses his mouth to conceal his violence.
然后在这两个例子当中，亚沙楼都是用他的言语来隐蔽他的这个强暴。
The first 6 verses of that chapter.
在这一章的前六节当中
says that Absalom stole the hearts of Israel.
说亚沙龙暗中得了以色列人的心。
And the way he does it is he sits at the gate in front of the king's palace.
他怎么做的呢？他就是站在这个王的宫殿的门口。
And he watches the people coming in to make an appeal to the king.
然后他就看人们来到这个宫殿要向求王来分诉一些事情。
And he watches them come out.
然后也看着他们从里面走出来。
And he sees our brother here come out and he kind of looks disappointed.
然后他看到有一个弟兄走出来，看上去并不满意。
And he says, what happened?
然后他就问怎么了。
And he says, well, a neighbor cheated me.
就是说我的邻舍欺骗我。
And I thought that if I told the king about it, that the king would make him restore the property he took from me.
然后我就想说，如果我把这个上报给国王的话，国王会要求我的邻舍把他侵占的这个财产还给我。
But the king felt I didn't really have enough evidence that I was being, that I had been wrong.
但是这个国王却认为我没有足够的证据证明我被不公正的对待。
And Absalom says, oh, that's too bad.
然后这个 亚沙龙就说，哎呀，这太糟了。
I wish I were king so I could help you.
真希望我是那个王，我就可以帮你。
Because I'm sure you're right.
因为我相信你是对的。
And if I were king, I would give you justice.
如果我是王，我一定给你公正。
But unfortunately, King David has gotten old and he no longer cares about common people like you and me.
但是不幸的是，这个大卫王越来越老了，他现在都不关心像你我一样的普通人了。
And soon he has a volunteer in his army.
然后慢慢他就有了他这个军队里面的一个志愿者。
And he sits there, we don't know for how many weeks, just stirring up, using his tongue to stir up.
我们不知道亚沙龙在那里做了多长时间，也许是几周的时间，但他就用他的言语，用他的舌头来搅动。
Now scripture is very powerful.
这个经文是很有力量的。
And it speaks to us today.
它今天仍对我们说话。
Because it still becomes a temptation.
因为这到今日还是一个试探。
Something doesn't go my way.
如果有些事情没有按照我想要的方式发生。
And so, let me tell you what happened.
哎呀，让我来给你讲一讲这发生了什么吧。
You know, if I were in charge, we would do it differently.
如果我掌权的话，我肯定会做的跟他不一样。
There would be a whole section up here for English speakers.
我们会有一个专门为讲英文的人设置的一个讲堂。
You understand?
你明白吗？你明白我说的什么意思吗
？What is happening when we do that? When we go and we start to stir up trouble?
你知道吗？当我们开始去搅动这个纷扰纷杂的时候，会发生什么呢
？The mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
就是强暴遮蔽恶人的口。
And so Absalom stirs up a revolt and starts a civil war that divides the entire nation, and he does it with his mouth.
所以后来亚沙龙他就激起了民众的这种愤怒，然后甚至引发内战，使国家分裂。他是怎么做的呢？最开始就是用他的这个言语和口舌。
Barnabas, on the other hand, uses his mouth.To bless those around him.
而相反的，巴拿巴是用他的言语和口舌来祝福周围的人。
Let me move on.
让我们来继续。
Let me, for the sake of time, jump down to verse 14.
因为时间的缘故，我们来看第十四节。
The wise lay up knowledge.
说智慧人积蓄知识。
But the mouth of a fool brings ruin near.
愚妄人的口速致败坏。
I love another translation of this verse says, the mouth of a fool is imminent terror.
我很喜欢另一种这个经节的翻译的方式，他说这个愚妄人的嘴就是立即到来的恐怖。
In other words, the mouth of the fool, he says, is like a stick of dynamite that's just laying there, and you never know when it might go off.
这个或者换言之，就是愚妄的人的嘴就像一个在那里的这个定时炸弹一样，你不知道它什么时候要爆炸。
Now the wise have stored up knowledge.
而智慧人他积存知识。
They have prepared for situations because they are wise and they have studied other situations.
因为他们有智慧，所以他们有先前的准备，他们积累了知识和智慧。
I told you earlier this year.That one of the characteristics of wisdom in Proverbs is a wise person knows how to act, what decision to make, when they confront a problem that they've never seen before.
我之前给大家讲过说，箴言书中说到的一个义人，他的一个特点就是说，当他从来没有遇见过的一个麻烦问题到来的时候，他知道应该如何行，如何做决定。
In other words, the wise person has looked at this experience and this experience and this experience, and when they bump into a new experience, they're able to take the wisdom from these other situations and apply it to a new situation.
换言之，就是这个智慧人他可以学习。各样各样的经历，当一个新的事情或者处境到来的时候，他就可以用他之前学到的经历和经验来应对这个新的环境。
I was reading a book about how presidents make decisions.
我最近在读一本书，讲到说总统是如何做决定的。
And the writer said, when you're the president of the United States, there is no handbook that will say this is what you do in each situation.
这个作者就说到，当你成为美国总统的时候，不会有一本说明书放在你的面前，告诉你面对每一个情境应该如何做决定。
They knock on your door and say a plane just flew into the Twin Towers.
然后他就会有人敲你的门，对你说，有一个飞机要撞到这个双子塔了。
And you can't go back through and say, okay, let's see what happened the last time a plane flew into the Twin Towers.
你不可能回去找书上有记着上一次有飞机撞到双子塔的时候是怎么处理的。
And the writer said the biggest difference between great presidents and weak presidents.
这个作者就写到一个伟大的总统和一个不怎么出色的总统之间的区别
has been the ability to look at a brand new problem and use the wisdom of the past、
这个、
to answer something we never faced before.
这个区别就在于他们是否有能力面对一个崭新的环境或者问题的时候可以用过去的经验或者智慧来解决来面对。
The wise store up knowledge.
智慧人积存知识。
They're prepared for new challenges.
他们为着新的挑战已经做好了准备。
But the mouth of the fool has no wisdom behind it.
但愚妄人的口中却没有任何的智慧。
And so their contribution to any problem is probably going to make it worse.
所以他们对任何环境的这个贡献就是会让这个环境变得更糟。
I had a friend who I really liked him. We were good friends.
我有一个朋友，我很爱他，我们是很好的朋友。
But he always reminded me of this verse.
但是他时常让我想到这个经节。
Because he had a wonderful ability.
因为他有一个特别出色的能力。
To say something that would make any situation worse.
他的能力就是让可以说一句话就让任何的环境都变得更糟。
He would always preface it with,
他通常都会说一些预言。
I have to be honest with you.
然后他通常都会说我要对你老实说。
And I came to know that after those words was always going to be something that was going to blow up.
然后我经验告诉我他每次说哎呀老实说这之后说的都是一些大话。
The mouth of a fool
愚妄人的口
is always stirring up trouble.
他好像永远都在搅动，要制造困难。
I read something this week that I wrote down I love. It said, I will not speak unless I can improve the silence.
然后我最近读了一句话我觉得很好，我就写下来。他是说如果我不能改善或者缓解这个沉默的环境的话，我就不多说话。
Now we're running out of time, so let me jump to the ending of this.
因为我们没有时间了，所以让我就来说我们的结论。
How does this apply to us?
那对我们来说，这应用的部分是怎么样的呢
？As Christians,
作为基督徒
，our tongue represents Christ to the world.
我们的口舌，我们的言语，就是向世界。表述表达基督。
Our tongue represents Christ to the world. What we say.
我们所说的就像这个世界来说就代表基督。
Do you realize how frightening that is?
你有意识到这是一件多么可怕的事情吗？
If you pull up Facebook, I don't recommend it, but if you do.
我不推荐大家这么做，但是你如果打开脸书的话。
And start to read the comments that Christians made.
然后你就开始读这些基督徒们发的东西。
You will realize that there's a lot of Christians who don't understand that their mouth, their words represent Christ to the world.
你阅读他们所写的东西，你就越来越发现，有很多的基督徒他们不明白自己所说的，其实对这个世界而言就代表着耶稣。
I don't know if I have told this.If so, I apologize.
我不知道我是不是讲过，如果讲过的话，向大家抱歉。
But I was principal of the academy up at Hope Sound.
我在Hope Sound 的一个学校做校长。
And a few days after I became principal, the crossing guard from our area came to see me.
我
crossing guard is the one that stops the traffic to let the children go across.
然后我做这个校长几天之后呢，在那个地方指挥交通的疏导交通的一个人就来我的办公室来见我。
And she was very angry.
然后她特别生气。
She said, "The people on your campus are all so rude."
然后她就说，你们这个校园里的人都太不讲礼貌了。
She said, "They yell at me."
她说。他对我们吼。
They run right through the crossing lane.
然后他们就直接压着那个人行道就过去了。
They shake their fists.
然后他们对我们还挥拳头。
They're all so rude.
他们都太没有礼貌了。
And I said, "Oh, that's terrible."
然后我说啊，这太糟了。
And I thought, "That can't be right. That all of them are like that."
然后我说这不可能吧，不可能所有人都这样没有礼貌。
Our pastor at the time, Pastor Pierpoint, was just the nicest old gentleman you'll ever know.
然后我们当时的牧师呢，是你可能你能认识的所有人里面最有内涵、最有修养的一个。
And so I looked at her and I said, "Well, you know, I'll go talk to Pastor Pierpoint right now."
所以我就看着这个女士，然后跟她说，我现在就去跟我这个牧师去了解一下。
Because I said, "You know, he's old, and so maybe he gets cranky and he shakes his fist, but he doesn't really mean it."
说他可能只是年纪大了，他。不是真向你挥拳，不是真的那个意思。
And she said, "Oh no, no, he's always so nice. He stops and talks to me. He's such a nice man."
然后这个女士就说，哦，不不不是他，他是很好的一个人，他每次看到我都会停下来跟我谈两句。
And then I called someone else that I knew would never have said anything unkind, and I named them.
然后我就又说，哎，还有一个人，我知道他从来不会做这样子的，或者说这样子的话。
And I said, "Well, you know, I'll go talk to him because maybe he got in a hurry and was kind of rude and yelled at you out the window."
然后我就说，或许那个人他就是正忙着要去哪个地方，所以他有点着急，然后就从窗户里冲你喊了两句。
And she said, "No, he's always nice."
然后这个女士就说，哎，不是他，不是他，他总是很友善的。
And I said, "I thought you said everybody."
然后我说。我以为你刚才说的是每一个人，所有人啊。
And she said, "Well, there's two people."
然后她说啊，其实就是两个人。
And she started to laugh.
然后她自己也笑了。
But here is what I realized from that conversation.
但从这个对话中，我意识到。
We represent Christ to our world.
我们在我们的世界中就代表着基督。
Our tongue represents Christ to our world.
我们的言语在我们的世界中就代表着基督。
And so, we can either make him look good in the eyes of our world.
所以我们可以选择，或许让他在我们这个世界的人眼中看来是好的。
Or we can make him look bad in the eyes of our world.
或者我们可以让他在世人的眼中看为是不好的。
You know, if I go to China.
你知道，如果我去中国的话
，And I'm the only American that someone there has met.
如果我是他们当地人见到的唯一一个美国人
，And I'm rude.
然后如果我很不没有礼貌
，And unkind and criticize everything.
也不友善，对所有的事情都是批评
，And then I leave.
当我离开以后
，And our brother here is the next American who goes to China.
然后我们在这里的弟兄，他是在我之后第二位去中国的弟兄。
Before they ever meet him, what do they think about him?
在那里的人见到他之前，他们想到他是怎样的一个人呢
？He's rude.
他是。
He complains.
他是没有礼貌的，他又特别喜欢抱怨，是吗
？Because I represented America.
因为我曾经在那里代表了美国人是什么样的。
From this lesson, here's what I want to challenge you to do.
所以从这一刻中，我希望来挑战大家。
Make our speech that makes God look good.
让我们的言语可以是敬虔的，可以是让神在世人眼中看为好的。
To use our tongue in a way that is a blessing.
让我们的言语真的成为一种祝福。
Rather than.To add to the noise of this world in a way that is not a blessing,
而不是只是增加这个熙熙攘攘世界的嘈杂度，而不是一种祝福。
James gives us the same picture.
雅各书中也向我们展示了同样的画面。
He says the tongue can guide our entire body like a small rudder guides a ship.
他就说到说舌头可以调动我们的全身，就像是这个船上的小小的舵可以啊、这个影响整个船的方向一样。
Or the tongue can be destructive like a small match can start a forest fire.
或者说舌头也可以像一个燃烧的小的灰烬一样点燃这整个世界。
And、so I would encourage you from Proverbs to say, God, help me today that my tongue will be a blessing.
所以从今天的这个箴言书中，我希望大家能对神说，神帮助我，让我的言语成为祝福。
That what I say and how I say it will reflect you.
不管我说什么，我怎样说，让我所说的都可以来啊反映你。
And that the words that I speak will draw others to you.
让我所说的话能够把人带到你的面前。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, as Christians, we have a great responsibility to represent you in our world.
主啊，作为基督徒，我们有一个很大的责任，就是在我们的世界中代表你。
Sometimes in the pressures of life, we can speak too quickly.
有时候因为生活的压力，我们可能会很快的就说。
Would you help?